This is WFAE 90.7. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn. That's the sounds of saxophonist Adrian Crutchfield. The Charlotte native and Northwest School of the Arts graduate has performed with renowned musicians such as Lionel Richie, Bette Midler, CeeLo Green, and Anthony Hamilton. He even recorded and performed with Prince and led Prince's 11-piece horn section, The New Power Generation. Last year, Mecklenburg County Commissioners declared August 11th as Adrian Crutchfield Day. And on Saturday, he will perform at the Blumenthal Performing Arts Center's Booth Playhouse. In an interview with WFAE, he says for this show, he plans to show his appreciation for the community's support in a special way.
The main idea I had was inspired by my own experience. When I was 4 years old, I received a saxophone from Kenny G, and that's what led to my whole career as a saxophonist and all the accomplishments that I've made. So I wanted to do that for someone else. So I decided that at this particular show, I'm going to find a child or a young person who shows significant interest or potential in the saxophone, and I'm going to give that person a saxophone.
Joining me now for our Thursday weekend in entertainment to talk more about Crutchfield and other events in the Charlotte area is Katrina Lewis, managing editor of Q City Metro. Hi, Katrina.
Hi, Gwen. Thanks for having me.
So Crutchfield has other plans for the audience beyond the saxophone gift, right?
Yes. So if you're a jazz musician or you play the French horn, he's encouraging you to bring your instrument to the show, and he may just call you on stage to play with him. So everyone of all ages will have something special to look forward to.
It's going to be like a block party, I understand. And I'm here with special guests. Tell us about that and who are the special guests?
Yes, you have Terrence Young. He's an artist out of Columbia, South Carolina, who is opening the show. He leads the Terrence Young Experience. And then you have jazz veteran O.C. Davis, the band leader of Break On 'Em Davis. People may also know him as one of the co-founders of Jazz Art Charlotte. He's worked with Ellis Marsalis, Terrence Blanchard, all of the greats.
Wow, sounds like fun. So how much is it to attend the show?
So tickets are available at blumenthalarts.org, and they range from $15 to $40. The show is 8 p.m. on Saturday, so get them now. They're going pretty fast.
Great. Now on Friday, the Gantt Center for African American Arts and Culture is hosting another of its monthly Art After Dark parties. What's this month's theme?
So Friday night's theme is Art is Activism. It's happening from 6 to 10, and they're commemorating Black August. It also recognizes 400 years since the arrival of enslaved Africans to North America, as well as the 1791 revolution in Haiti, where they gained their independence. It's a free event, so everybody should check it out.
So what can folks expect to see and experience during this?
So they can watch a preview from the cast of a scene from Three Bone Theater's production called Pipeline, and they're doing an artist talk back. Quentin Talley will be performing with his band based on the Intergalactic Soul Art Exhibit. There'll be panel discussions and more.
Sounds like even more fun. And there's another event happening a few blocks away at the Convention Center on Friday night too, right?
Yes, that's the 30th Annual Chef's Best with Robert Irvine. That's happening on Friday.
Now, for non-cooks, tell us a little about Irvine.
So he's a celebrity chef and a talk show host. You'd probably know him from shows like Worst Cooks in America and Restaurant Impossible.
Now, this isn't just an event to come out and eat good food, right? But it has a purpose.
Yes, it's benefiting the Second Harvest Food Bank of Metrolina. Guests will enjoy a reception featuring some of Charlotte's hottest restaurants, a three-course meal designed by Irvine paired with wines, music. There'll be live auction and a raffle. So tickets start at $100. And like we said, it's happening at the Convention Center starting at 6 p.m.
Many choices out there for the weekend. A great lineup. Thanks, Katrina.
Thanks a lot.
Katrina Lewis is the managing editor of Q City Metro.